Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Cougs won last night. They just kicked their ass. Apparently, I mean, Bob Huggins, about, I don't know, some time ago, made some comments, and the since then, about the University of Houston, and since then, the Cougs have just been kicking West Virginia's ass every time they play.
Was it about them entering the Big 12?
Was it
good luck to them or something?
Yeah.
Everyone who said that. Well, that was actually a lot of people thought that Big 12, like, yeah, fun's over, Cougs. Yeah. Party's over, Cougs. You're coming to a real conference.
They're 37-4 since they entered the Big 12, which was a better winning percentage than they had in the AAC.
You know what's funny? What's ironic is when University of Houston came into – my dad told me this. When they came into the Southwest Conference, everyone said the same thing.
Yeah.
Everyone thought, good luck. You're here with Texas and Texas A&M, and you're here with the big boys now.
Yeah.
Okay, and then University of Houston immediately won three of the next four Southwest Conference titles.
Well,
with a black quarterback, which was unheard of back then, except for Donnie Little at Texas for one year.
It's going to be tough. It's always tough, but this Big 12 is really, really good. Last night, Kansas beat the snot out of Iowa State, who was undefeated. Oklahoma State has had a bit of a resurgence, although Baylor beat them last night. I was watching basketball all over. The Big 12 is special. The Big 12 is really, really good. And Baylor goes to Oklahoma State, who has been playing really well, beats them, and Cougs just went to Baylor and just slapped them around. The Cougs are really, 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 really good. This basketball team is really good. And they won again last night, 77-48. Their coach, Hodge, he just was just like, hey, man. You get behind against these guys, and even when you have an open look, you're hurrying it because you're afraid of how quickly they're going to get there. They just contest everything, and they did again last. They were swarming last night. About 3 minutes left in the first half, West Virginia scored 5 points, and then they went on a little run where they hit a couple three
what?
Shots. Yeah, they had 5 shots. What about maybe 4 minutes left in the first half. It was a great night. And, you know, watching Chris Cenac, he's the other freshman. Everybody talks about Kingston Flemings. Well, Cenac hit a big three. There were no really big shots in this game. Although he did stop the run a little bit with a three from the corner. He also had another. But he is a rebound machine, and he's a freshman. Here's Kelvin talking about Chris Cenac yesterday. He's the tall freshman, number 5, and he's really, really good.
That's a 6'10 kid. This out there guarding 6'6 guys at the 3-point line. You know, first of all, he's never played defense, and when he did, it was at the 5. You know, and his defense was an acronym, HYM. You know what that means? Hope you miss. That's about how I would describe his defense, at least what I saw. Now, he's never played defense. Nobody told him to. But I told him that and this one I was recruiting, he said he liked to play with 4. I said, I'd like to win a lottery. I mean, there's a lot of people like to do stuff they probably can't do. I don't know if you're going to be able to play with 4. We'll give you a chance. But if you can't, you can't. You know? It's more important that we win than him failing at the 4. I'm not going to put our team in jeopardy. But let me tell you something about Chris Cenac. I love that kid. I love him. He never has a bad day. And I have wore him out. Milo's and Emmanuel tell you. He's never, ever not looked me in the eye. He's never had 1 ounce of bad body language. He's never, ever been late. is always one of the first ones there, last ones to leave. He is like a huge sponge. Wherever he's playing in the NBA down the road, that team is going to be lucky to get him. I mean, he is an awesome, awesome young man.
That is high praise from that guy. That is high praise. Love that he's coachable. That he said, I have worn him out. And he never, ever didn't look me in the eye. That is so funny. That's him, H-Y-M. Hope you miss.
That's hilarious.
Him defense. I love that. Coach is so good. I mean, the other coaches in the Big 12 just got to go. When you play the Cougs, it's just different, bro. It is just different.
Yeah.
You are going to get it's 40 minutes of hell. That is really the 40 minutes of hell. Uh-huh. As opposed to Nolan Richardson's.
Well, Nolan Richardson's was...
No, that was pretty good, yeah.
That was a lot of hell in that, too.
Yeah, there was, yeah.
They would press you the whole way. Houston doesn't just press the whole way, but they press and trap, and Nolan was doing all that stuff. But Houston tries to just beat you in a half court. Like, they want to get in your face and say, we're going to have a fist fight. This ain't going to be any kind of traps, or we're literally going to, on ball, we're going to be more resilient than you are.
Yep.
God, I love Kelvin Sampson. It's got to be tough playing for him. I remember when I was at Tulane, there was my buddy was GJ Hunter. He was from Dallas, and I got to be friends with him because we were both Texas, and he was a two guard. And he had me come out to a practice. He was going to come home with me. My mom was going to feed him. And it was Christmas time. A lot of guys were leaving, and Tulane had a practice. And I went in there, and Perry Clark was the head coach, and they had this guy named Joe Pop. Or is it Joe Pash? Joe Pop, I think his name was. He was this big guy who never played. I mean, he just didn't get a play. He was a 7-footer, and he just didn't get a play. And Tulane had a pretty decent that was the first year they played basketball. They were okay their first year. They were back from point shaving, so they just got their basketball program back. I'm at this practice, and I'm up in the stands, and Perry Clark, the head coach, says some of the worst things to Joe Pash. Like, I hope your parents never come to never come to a game. They'll never see you play. You're the worst player I've ever coached in all my years. I don't know why we recruited you. This is in one practice. It was the most blistering stuff I've ever heard. Then he got on GJ, but it was more like coaching stuff. And GJ, and I remember talking to an assistant coach there, Ron Everhart, who coached Ron Everhart and Todd Bozeman. Actually, Todd Bozeman became a pretty big coach, and they were his assistant coaches. And Ron Everhart, they used to come in and try to bully us around when we played pickup basketball with them. And Everhart told me one time that he said he was rough on GJ because he knew he could take it. There's certain players coaches know are mentally tough, and they will, to make an example to the rest of the team, they know that they can say things to that guy a certain kind of way, and that guy will respond okay. He won't beat him up. I think with Joe Pash, he figured, this guy's so bad, I don't care if he quits. And maybe he was trying to make him quit, actually, is really when I think about it. But I wonder if coaches – I bring that up because
– I don't know that they're like that
can
anymore.
I'm not saying Kelvin's abusive. That was abusive. No, I'm not saying Kelvin's abusive.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is,
oh, he's tough. He's tough on
these guys. A lot of these guys will just portal.
Right.
Yeah. Portal.
Shoot. Nobody goes in. Trayvon Mark went in the portal, but for the most part, Cougs stay Cougs, man.
And they do. When
that Ramon Walker, how long has he been there? And he doesn't even play. He gets a couple minutes a night now. Maybe.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy. And then and Laff. Cedric Lath, the big guy that got some time last year because JoJo got hurt, he just sits there, and it's okay. I mean, it is incredible how these kids are so – and in this time that they're so disciplined, and yet even when they're not playing, they're going to stick with coach. It's like nothing else you'll see
back
in college right now.
We'll get to Jabari Smith, but speaking of that, there's a big vote that they had. Something very big is coming to college football. A big change trying to battle the portal. And it was kind of interesting. I read it. I thought it was
Well, there's another one, too. There's something else, too, that we can
okay.
talk, we can talk
we'll,
about.
We'll hit on that because this one's going to have some change. And we want to hear from – I want to hear from the analyst who came after Ime Udoka. Who are we going to have to fight? Who do we need to fight?
Watch that. Watch this. Watch this. We'll show you. Right now,
don't say it's Pert.
Right now, though – no, it's always a big Pert. And right now, we're talking about property taxes. We're talking about – I mean, I don't know how many times – I looked at my property taxes and I'm like, are you kidding me? You're kidding me, right? I can't, this is just ridiculous and I got to fight it. I wish I'd known about Own Well when I was fighting my property taxes here. I really do. I wish I had Own Well on my side because I tried to fight him. I beat him and I lost to him. And it was like, oh, it's just so deflating. And by the way, it's terrible when you don't fight your taxes and you let it because they're gonna it's gonna keep on going up and up and up and up and up and you're gonna be giving the government money that you should not be giving them. Own Well handles everything from the time you call them. It takes 3 minutes to sign up and then Own Well does the rest. I need you to go to ownwell.com. You will save, I mean, on average, $1,100 on average. That's what Own Well wins on the average. So there's a lot more. There's a little less sometimes, but there's you never know how much you could save. If you're looking for the best way to not pay property taxes, stop overpaying on your property taxes. Get your free savings estimate right now at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com to see how much you can save. Ownwell.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2, ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi. 804 if you want in. 737-803-7776. Okay. So we got to talk about Jabari Smith. Jabari had a beautiful, wonderful name. Wonderful. We've got a guy who thinks Ime might not be the right guy for the job. We're going to do that in this hour, okay? We've got stats on the Rockets' swings when guys are on the court and off the court. So we will get to that. Who do you think are the best? Who do you think is the best on the team, on court versus and off court?
I've seen this for a while. Reed Sheppard had a really high one.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, I would say it's. I mean, it feels like I should just say Kevin Durant.
He's second. Amen is first.
Okay.
Amen's plus 8.5 and Durant's plus 8.2. Steven Adams is plus 8.2. Jabari is plus 3.8. Tari Alperen is way low. It's for surprisingly plus 2.5 on and off the court. So there is that. Finally, Jabari hit a three. must have been weighing on him. Three games that he'd gone without being able to hit. He went an 0-for-10 in one of those games. He came up clutch at the end when the Rockets, it was tight, up until 3 minutes to go in this game. The Bulls are ahead for most of the game. The Rockets finally started hitting some shots And it was Jabari, actually, who started hitting the shots. He hit a three, came back down, hit a little baby jumper, and then hit another three. And was a big reason that they won at the end. Here he is after the game, post-game, with Vanessa.
Jabari, you had those big back-to-back threes, 10 points in the fourth quarter. How were you able to get it going?
Three ball, one falling early. Teammates believed in me, kept passing it to me. Everybody telling me to keep my head up. Made shots. That's what I do.
How much does it mean to you have that belief from your teammates?
I mean the world. You know what I'm saying? This sport, you can get in the tunnel and you can focus on yourself. But when you got teammates, you got people that believe me, you make it easy.
35 lead changes. How was this Rockets team able to dig deep and win this one?
Man, grinding. You know what I'm saying? We got to figure out how to win games late. We got to figure out how to rally together, get some energy, and string together some wins. So it was a good fight from Chicago, and we came out with a dub.
after basically a month on the road, how happy are you guys to be back at Toyota Center for a stretch?
Man, I'm glad to be back. Toyota Center was on fire, man. It was a great atmosphere, and we got the dub for him.
Thanks, Jabari. Great game.
Okay, yeah, not according to – now, first of all, there's a couple of things there. He said, you know, just knock down some shots. It's what I do.
And Dell screamed out, that's not what you do.
In fact, in
what
the month
– hater.
In okay, in the month of January, he's shooting at a robust 32.3% from the field.
It's what he does in December.
It's what he does.
From
what
the field.
32% of the time.
And from the and from three, he's now a sterling 18.8% from the field.
It's what he does.
I mean, from three. Yeah, it's what he does.
For the month.
Well, the month is several games now.
Do you know what he does in December and February?
I don't want to do the Jalen Green thing again, where you guys were hyping Jalen Green, and then all his numbers always average out to be the same as they, for four seasons.
You can nitpick different months, and it's like, have you seen what Jalen's doing in this three-week stretch? Jalen was a one-month monster.
So the tip-off went off last night, and Brick Center sent out a tweet that said, the Rockets have Kevin Durant and the seats are empty. Well, Kevin Durant shot back, we're fashionably late down here, champ. Check back around mid-second quarter, and it's a different picture. Been that way in Houston since I've been in the league.
Brick Center responded with another screenshot of the fourth quarter and seats being empty. So Kevin Durant had time last night.
Yeah.
You get a win, you have some time to talk back. I would say, you know, I don't know how much of a flex it is if the same crowds that Ty Washington and Garuba were getting are what you're getting. I wouldn't be like, you know what? This is always what happens. Kevin Durant supposed to be, you know, a star attraction, but we know what happens here. Second
AD
quarter
just took a little passive aggressive shot at the fans.
You think it was,
I say that like lovingly? We all know that's the deal.
It's what
he's
it
like.
Is.
That's how we are, champ. Check in mid second quarter.
Let's talk.
And that's true.
And the other thing I'll pull from
he
it
went,
is
there's all facts. He just
yeah,
told.
It's real. The other thing I'll pull from it is, hey yo, don't call me champ. It is one of the more condescending
it
ways
is.
To talk
champ.
To someone.
Champ has never
buddy,
been said
champ. No, champ. Don't. Hey, I'd rather
pal.
Call you me. I'd rather you call me the B word because at least I know what time we're on.
Buddy?
Hey, pal.
No,
hey, buddy.
The other B word.
Little buddy?
No, you know the one that Stephen A. Smith says.
What is bitch?
Or that one.
What if somebody calls you little buddy?
I don't like that either.
You bitch.
I'd rather be called that. Because
really
at least you're up front
used.
About
well,
it.
The kids are on their way to school.
It's 8:10. Either actually, they're there already or not. But. But if you're, don't call me champ. That's
no, I like it. He was condescending to him. I love that.
Whoever
be
Brick Center is, by the way, Brick Center's probably some 24-year-old from, I don't know, Greenland. Who knows who's running that account?
With a bunch of followers, just
yeah.
like ML football, JP football, Dov Kleinman, all those same accounts. I got blocked by two of them for bashing them.
Well, you,
by
go,
the way,
you go after them.
By the way, what about all the JD? Davison minutes.
Yeah, the Reed Shepherd truthers didn't like that.
My God. He had more minutes than Reed.
I know. They didn't like it.
Holy crap.
Our king?
Our king.
He had more minutes than our king?
Than King David. King David
King
Shepherd.
Davis. King Reed?
Yeah. Right. How about that?
Yeah, 25
Here,
to 22.
Reed, you dropped your crown.
Reed played a good amount, 22 minutes, but Davison got 25.
I mean, and he was asked about him after the game. He said, no, I love it. He took the shots. He took good shots, and he played.
Plus 14 for Davison.
Good for him. Yeah. You know, if you're on a team where you know that if you play well in practice and you get a shot in the game and you play well, that you have a chance to open a door for yourself, you're more likely to be engaged.
Yeah.
You know, you're more likely to be engaged with the process. You're more likely to be engaged on the bench when – you're not in, you know, you're not playing. Like, it's a good thing. That's the old meritocracy. That's guys who are not on top. You know that if you work hard and you do well, you have a shot. And I like that Ime does that. Now, somebody, I don't know who yet. John hasn't told me who, but apparently there's some analyst who thinks that that's not the way to do things, that thinks that the Ime way is not the way to go, is what I'm hearing, is what the streets are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently there's somebody who has decided to come for our other king.
I'm glad
Ime Udoka.
I'm glad you put it that way because when I think about the streets, I think about Kevin O'Connor.
Kevin O'Connor is in them
streets.
He is
from
streets.
The streets of Massachusetts, yes. probably.
He's in them streets, and he's out here denigrating
Simsbury,
our man.
Connecticut, or somewhere in New Hampshire.
So he, on his podcast, hears his thoughts.
Kevin knows ball too. Why would he say that?
Well, he's calling into question some recent quote, from Kevin. From Ime. Here's Kevin O'Connor on his podcast.
I'm not quite sure the direction to go if I'm the Rockets here, but I'm also not quite sure Ime is the right coach. I'm not sensing a lot of accountability with his press conferences. It's a lot of pointing at the players with the loss they suffered on, I think, Friday or Saturday. He's like, well, we can't go more than 2 minutes without a 37-year-old. So, well, why is that?
Yeah.
I mean, is that because of your lineup choices? Is that because of your offensive system? Is that because of your coaching? Or is it just because KD's off the floor? I don't think it's just because KD's off the floor. I watched that stretch of the game and that blowing that 13-point lead without KD out there. I don't think it was just mentally weak, as he said. It looked like a team that lacked any organization out on the floor at all, and that is in part on the head coach.
You know, I don't. That is maybe fair that Ime is kind of.
Yeah.
He's letting you know what he thinks about the players right now.
Yep.
I mean, I took it as honesty, but maybe you do. I don't know. How do you? I never would think that he's not the right guy for the team. I will say sometimes those guys can run their course a little faster if you're not careful.
The tough guys? Yeah.
Well, the ones who always put it on the players.
Yeah.
And don't take some bullets sometimes, like, hey, I got to do a better job. You don't think Gary Kubiak wanted to say, did you see that? Who did Gary Kubiak say was at fault?
It was always him.
It's on me.
Yeah, it's on me.
It's on me. I got to be better.
Yeah.
I got to do better. To the point that we joked about it, but has that ever entered your mind that Ime's not the right guy?
No. Never. Never. He is absolutely the right guy, and there's no question in that front office that he's the right guy. So, you know. I don't know. Listen, maybe Kevin O'Connor, and you know what? Maybe there is something to that. There is. Ime is constantly going, well, I don't know. We didn't play any effort. We didn't blah, blah, blah. We can't be without a 37. He does always, he really does put it on the players. And
that's true.
You know what? It is on the players. At least he's honest, right? I mean, I put you guys out there.
It ain't me. It's them.
It's them.
He didn't say that.
But it is, though.
But he's not happy with their performance, and he's telling you that's an honesty in a press conference. I get that. He's talking about accountability in press. Is it never Ime's fault? Yeah, I'm sure that there's stuff that he needs to do better. Sometimes, especially rotationally, what he's doing, earlier timeouts from time to time. But I don't know. I never took it that way. Maybe I'm just giving Ime too much slack because I like him so much. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe... You know, because most coaches, he did lay his team. He did, boy, during this stretch, but he's so pissed. Yeah. He's so pissed off at him right now that he can't hide his disdain and his frustration. Like, well, right now they're playing lazy and soft.
Well, and
soft and lazy.
A lack of confidence in their shots. And, I mean, there was he went through a litany of things that were happening out there.
Well, he laid it out.
Yep. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. Maybe you should go. If you went higher with Jabari last night, what'd you do?
Yeah, you did well. If you went higher on his 3-point shots made, I think it was 1.5. You know, Underdog Fantasy makes basketball easy. I do want to mention, though, I want to stay on playoff football for a second. This is going to be really big. You've got a lot of time to study until your next playoff football game. You got until Saturday. Right now it's Wednesday. Get to the stats. Okay, go see how these teams matched up previously. If they didn't play previously, the teams in the playoffs, go look at similar opponents. Go look at similar opponents and go look at, you know, how the team did and how the team performed offensively and defensively, and then you extrapolate maybe, you know, how the running game or the passing game may go. And you're going to look at these different players on these different teams, and they've got a lot of different statistics that they offer. And when you find something you think is soft, you say, oh, no, this guy's getting locked down. Then go lower on his catches. Go lower on his receiving yards. Go higher for a running back. If you know a team's going to run the football more, he's probably going to get more carries, then go higher on yards. Maybe go higher on touchdowns. That's how you do it. You pair 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players together. And if you hit all of them, you get a big payout. The more players you put together for your pick 'em, the higher your payout's going to be. It can go as high as 5,000 times your original play. To get in on this, completely legal, and right here in the state of Texas, real money. You can get your money quickly when you ask for it from the company as well. You just go download the app, the Underdog app, use promo code Lance, and on your first deposit, use promo code Lance. When you play $5, it's going to unlock $75 in bonus entries. That's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore HTML for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD. 97.9 HD2.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back. 7137803. What about this Texans game? It's Wednesday. It's hump day. That's what I was told back in the day, what today was. Wednesday is hump day. Hump, hump, hump. Remember that camel commercial? Yeah, hump day. It was awesome. And there was a radio show that always celebrated hump day. And today, that's today. So in honor of that, we will get Gary in here. Hey, Gary, what's going on? Gary, how are you? No.
Why is Siri talking to you?
I don't know why Siri.
Hey, Gary. Hey, Gary, how are you doing? I'm fine. Thanks for asking, John. You can't golf today. It's going to rain.
Yeah. So why? Siri, stop talking to me.
Won't say Siri's name.
Gary, how are you? I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
No, Gary.
No, Gary. I'm 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 97.5 now. So the Rockets ratings, we just touched on them. But the Rockets ratings, the Amen is the best on the floor, plus 9.3. When he's off the floor, it's a plus of 0.8. So he's got a differential of 8.5. And that is the, and then Kevin Durant a second, Steven Adams third, Jabari Smith, Tari Eason, Reed Shepard, Alperen Şengün, which is really surprising. Josh Okogie. The reason that you saw J.D. Davison a lot last night, because Aaron Holiday is a minus 7.5, and Clint Capella is a minus 7.8.
I don't like this Clint Capella as much as the one we used to have. Hey, Clint's coming back. This could be pretty cool. Yeah. And I was like, it's Clint Capella's.
It's not quite as good.
He ain't catching lobs and dunking anymore. No. This Clint Capella's old. I don't like this
Clint Capella. Even look like the same Clint Capella.
Yeah,
body type, everything.
Looks like he gained weight and got older like everybody does.
Yeah.
I thought Clint would live forever.
Yeah.
I thought Clint would stay young and vibrant and be just an above-the-rim finisher, what do they call them? The rim runners? I thought he'd be a rim runner forever. This Capella, I don't want to say he stinks. I like Steven Adams better. Yeah. Never knew I would like Steven Adams so much.
Are you kidding? Steven Adams.
Except
the only thing I have a problem with Steven Adams is, boy, he's a bricklayer around the basket.
He is no touch.
No touch.
But what Dothraki has ever had good touch around the rim? None of them. No. Were you expecting to be a good free throw shooter, too?
Yeah, right. No. Sorry. We haven't touched on Mike Tomlin. I don't want to touch Mike Tomlin. I'm talking about I feel like when it was a mutually parted ways, do you believe? Is that true?
I do. I think Mike told a coach friend of my dad's that he was like, before the season started, he goes, I'm getting close to the end. Like, Mike knew it. And it's a losing proposition there in Pittsburgh. He's got no quarterback headed into next year. Even if he has Aaron Rodgers, he has no quarterback headed into next year. Not really. You can't win if you're Mike Tomlin. You're in a no-win situation. And he's got a ton of money. You know, it may just be time for for Mike to go enjoy life for a little bit. Maybe he does the media thing. Maybe he takes a year off. Maybe he's done coaching completely. My guess is he'll take a year off and then he'll get the itch and come back. But Mike had talked, you know, privately about maybe he just didn't want to coach anymore. Like, this is, it's been a long run. He got started early, though. He was young when he started. He's still relatively young by coaching standards.
There's got to be a burnout factor. And he said, you know, he just tired. 19 seasons without a losing season. That is one.
But I do believe he's only 53 years old. But I do believe Mike Tomlin is.
He looks older.
I think, yeah. Well, yeah. And I do think it was mutual. I think the Steelers knew it was time to go in a different direction. And I think Mike was fine getting out of there because there is no real path forward next year for the Steelers. Best case scenario, they squeak into the playoffs in a bad division. They win the division. That's what you have to hope for, a bad division. And then what? Well, you know, probably another loss. He had 6 consecutive playoff losses.
Yeah. That's hard. That's hard. That's hard on everybody in the organization.
He wouldn't have made it this long. If you really want to be honest, if this was another organization, he probably would have been done after 3 consecutive playoff losses. Mike lasted longer because the Steelers stay the course longer. There's goodwill for Mike Tomlin. He helped win the team a Super Bowl. Got to the Super Bowl twice, won one with the Steelers. I got love for Mike Tomlin. He gave my dad a job when he came in, got the head coaching job. My daddy coached them at Cincinnati in college.
A lot of people were torn on him, though. I mean, I just saw a recent article.
You mean when he was hired?
No.
Oh, in general. Oh,
yeah. I mean, a lot of people were torn on, you know, yeah, he's given us 19 years, no losing seasons, but we don't win in the playoffs. So but back in 2016, Terry Bradshaw asked about what kind of coach he was. He said, I don't think he's a very good coach. I think he's a rah-rah guy. I think he's a good motivator.
I remember.
But I don't think he's a very good coach.
Didn't Ben Roethlisberger go after him a little bit, too?
He did, too.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, there's going to be some detractors. Mike won't be, hey, 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who
sometimes
don't.
It's time to go.
I had that guy call in the other day, Dell, that you said didn't like me.
Right, he thinks it's time for you to go.
Yeah. You know, after so much time, after so much greatness, sometimes.
He didn't position it. As,
that's why I think he said that.
He didn't position it as so much greatness, and now it's time to go.
Well, I'm just saying why it happens.
Right. I think he saw you less of Mike Tomlin and more of Cam Cameron and said, you were always bad.
I'd rather be Kirk Cameron than Cam Cameron.
Well, he's had his troubles too, but understood. I don't think he ever thought you were good.
Yeah.
I would disagree.
Yeah.
There was like a 2-year run.
Well, you think a 2-year run?
I'd rather you say I was never good.
Why?
Well, because then
you want to be a never was.
No, because then you've been doing it that's for a consistent. No, that means years. That's your consistent little, you know, bit when you know I'm great, and then but for you to say acknowledge, no, there was a 2-year run. That means like,
you actually
think that I am really down. Then like it kind of hurts.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I say
I mean,
these,
he's pretty clear on.
I
that.
Mean, I say these things, and you guys don't take me seriously. There's a
reason.
I mean,
clear.
I don't know what you want from me.
You're the Ime Udoka producer.
I mean, I put Trash Ass Lance in the phone for a reason.
Is it actually in your phone, Trash Ass Lance?
I can show it to if you don't believe me.
I don't want to see it. It hurts.
I mean, the contact for you is Trash Ass Lance. Anytime you text group chat or otherwise.
Comes out Trash Ass Lance?
Yes. Siri, call Trash Ass Lance and see if you get a phone call.
Let's see.
Nope. See? No. It didn't do it.
Look. It's coming. It's coming.
Uh-uh. Got Dell blocked.
Oh, you got him blocked?
No, I don't have him blocked. I don't know why it's not calling.
Oh, there it is. Oh. Yeah, there it is. Dell.
And I just
he
have
just puts
I just have Dell.
I don't know why you
and when I reel it, I go, it's Dell.
I don't know why you wouldn't believe me. Look, Siri, hang up on Trash Ass Lance.
You can tell Siri to hang up too?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure.
This just shows what kind of generational hater you are.
You didn't believe
me. You and my wife. Haters.
All right. It's not 829 ESPN 97.5 and 90. We're at the halfway point. You want to get in? We're at exactly the halfway point of Hump Day. So we're right in square in the middle of the week. How exciting is that?
Well, some people's
so
day.
Exciting.
I mean, other people's day doesn't end at 10. workday doesn't end at 10 o'clock. a lot of people are just starting.
This is exactly the midpoint of the week for everybody.
No, not at 8:30.
The day, but the day is.
Sure, yes. The day, but 8:30 is the middle of your work week,
is
yes.
The middle of everyone, the highlight of everyone's day.
You.
Okay? The middle of the highlight of everyone's day.
Some people are still
day.
In traffic.
Yeah. Let's talk about Houston Powder Coaters and that she can highlight. I'm telling you, Robin, she's so good. She's and listen, we're getting close to where you're going to be out by the pool, okay? Your patio furniture, especially if you're a township or you've got run some kind of community pool. Have you taken care of your stuff? Have you powder coated your stuff? I mean, if it's starting to get shung out, if it's starting to rust out and whatnot, no, don't do that. Don't let that happen. But she's got to have a little bit of time. Robin's got to have some time for your patio furniture, for your pool furniture, for to get it back to you, to pick it up absolutely free and bring it back absolutely free, powder coat it so that it looks brand new, that everybody's enjoying it. All of your lounge chairs and your tables and your chairs and everything else that you've got out there by the pool, you want that. It's going to get, I mean, it's outside. It's going to get, not, it's not going to be great. And if it's not great, make it great with Houston Powder Coaters. Not only that, residential, commercial, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, metal that you have that you need powder coated. We're coming up on the rodeo. How's your smoker? How's your cooker? How's your grill? You need Houston Powder Coaters to make it look great this rodeo season. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Make sure you tell Robin her right here. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10. You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. How about we just talked about Mike Tomlin, but what about the Cardinals going after our Matt Burke? I mean, what kind of crap is that? And they want an immediate interview with him. He's busy crushing Drake May's hopes and dreams.
Dream crusher is what we want to call him. Yeah, at some point, listen, you can't. Matt, you make a good enough living at defense coordinator. We'll give you a little extra money.
Yeah, a little something.
Just keep it here. There's no reason to go be a head coach anywhere.
He's doing a hell of a job. Ever since he took over play calling, it's been great.
It has. And, you know, you don't want to live. It gets super hot in Arizona. You're really everywhere the weather's bad. Just stay here forever and make good money. Don't be greedy.
Arizona?
Don't be greedy.
It's bad there?
It's hot.
Oh, yeah. It's
hot. It gets 117.
It's not hot. You're right. It's not hot.
My dad worked at Arizona. He said, yeah, it's 109 at 9:30 at night. I said, what? How's that possible?
Yeah.
He hit me with the dry heat thing, but.
Right.
It's still hot.
Except. Don't wear shorts and have your back of your legs touch your car seat.
Are you listening, Matt?
You'll get third-degree burns.
Are you listening? Would you rather have that? It stays cool in the summer here. Would you rather deal with that, burning your legs off, or would you rather deal with a defense that's historically great?
Yeah.
How'd it go for Buddy Ryan, huh?
How'd it go for everybody there? Except when they went
Buddy
to
Buddy Ryan
the
eventually
Super Bowl.
Passed away. So, I mean,
you
do
think
you
it's
really?
Because he left his D.C. position to be a head coach? You think Matt Burke is on that path?
I'm just saying nothing good ever happens long term.
If you become a head coach?
Yeah, if you leave a really great defense. Okay. Buddy did end up having a pretty good one with the Eagles, too, now that I think about it.
He did.
Yeah, remember the Eagles ended up being pretty good.
Yeah, they're
Jerome
all right.
Brown and Reggie White. And
that helps.
They are all right.
Yes. Seth Joyner. They were pretty good.
They were all right.
But like with every good defensive head coach, their offense stinks.
Let's get you want to talk about trash ass lines. Michael in here. Hey, Michael.
Hey guys. I didn't know Matt Burke got an interview yet. That's good for him, but if I was him, I'd maybe ride it out one more year with the
That's right.
Texans.
That's right.
No, that's right.
No. That'd be stupid.
One more year, man. Yeah,
one more
Arizona
year.
Sucks. Arizona. Dude, I've been to that stadium, that town. Arizona sucks.
Yeah.
Okay? Unless you're a retired person, Arizona's trash. But it's got good golf, though, John.
I loved Arizona when I lived there, so I'm out of this conversation.
No, some people really, really awesome. Like it. My, it's a really, my dad nice, actually
it's a really
liked
cool
it.
Place. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, so I was listening to Rich Eisen, and his little goon, his little sidekick, he's a Patriots fan, and then didn't Drake May make a start 2 years ago when they played the Patriots? Was that 2 years ago?
Last year. Yeah.
Didn't he start?
Yeah, he did.
Well, Rich Eisen's goon is like, oh, well, the Texans have never played Drake May. I was like, no, idiot. I was like, he started and we beat them, but he threw three deep ball touchdowns. And I was like, I was getting nervous. I was like, please don't, because we can't. If they throw three deep ball, you know, they score 21 points, I'm not sure our offense is going to be able to do that. So that guy clearly doesn't give a damn about the Texans, nor do the national media really watch them still. I mean, I guess they're going to have to be forced to watch him because it's a Sunday primetime playoff game. But I just thought it was funny that is a real
concern. Drake May will bomb away.
Yeah,
that actually is a little bit of a. You bring up a legitimate point, or he did, or whatever. No, you did. Yeah. That is actually something to keep an eye on, because you can't dink and dunk your way into Texans, but you can hit them with a big play here and there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think old. Well, who is their? Who's? I know it's Stephon Diggs, but who's their? Do they have like a burner? I mean, who would be their? Oh, it's Butte, right?
No,
Butte or whatever. However,
no,
Butte's right?
Not a big burner. They have. Do they have Matt Collins? Where's Matt Collins now?
Yeah, they have. They have Diggs. They have. They
Diggs
have,
isn't a burner either.
No, he's not a burner.
Let me see. Well, Travion Henderson is their running back burner.
Travion. Yeah.
Where is? And he'll run some wheel. You do have to watch out for those wheel routes, actually. I'm really surprised more teams haven't. Now, if you play zone, it doesn't matter. If the Texans zone up, which they may, that keeps you from having to match up one of your linebackers on potentially on Travion Henderson, which you do not want that matchup. Like, trust me, that could turn into an absolute disaster. Ask the Longhorns on that screen pass before the half. Completely change that game around. But depth chart for the Patriots. Kyle Williams can run. They'll play him a little bit. They have Pop Douglas in the slot. No, not really. Butte will get down the field. They'll take some shots with him, but he's not a classic burner. You have a rookie left tackle and a rookie left guard. Keep that in mind. You got a short arm Will Campbell, and all those people want to tell me arm length doesn't matter. We'll find out against Will Anderson. We're going to find out this week. They better give him some help, because Will Campbell, you got a rookie left tackle and a rookie left guard. Do not sleep on how big that could end up being. You know, one side of your offense, and Garrett Bradbury is an average center. Morgan Moses is an old man at right tackle.
We're going to kick their ass.
I mean, seriously, how old is he? Morgan Moses is an old 34. This is not a good matchup for the Patriots. The Patriots have dealt with, you know, they haven't played the best defenses out there. They haven't played the best competition. But I'm looking at rookie left tackle, rookie left guard, below average center, and Garrett Bradbury. Mike Onwenu, who's plays right tackle and right guard, he's all right. And then Morgan Moses is an older, kind of stiffer tackle. Now, we have seen those tackles before give Danielle Hunter some problems. We saw the kid Pohl from Kansas City come in and have a really good game against Danielle Hunter. First ever playing time.
Yeah.
When a start, he came in for an injury. He had never played in the NFL. Right. And like,
one play in or whatever.
I mean, he had never played, and then he gets in and shuts down Hunter. But I'm telling you right now, Will Campbell, short arm guy, and then Morgan Moses, heavy foot right tackle versus Hunter and Anderson, big advantage for the Texans. And Jared Wilson, who was a center at Georgia, and Garrett Bradbury, that's not a good combination for our upfield interior rushers as well. Big advantage for the Texans on the defensive front. Big advantage.
Yep. They have no chance against this. They sacked him four times last year. All right? Sacked him four times. He did throw three touchdown passes, but he also threw two interceptions.
Something.
And not if it's going to be a bunch of bullcrap.
I just want to ask you, who was the head coach for the Texans before D'Amico Ryans?
Lovey.
Would you hold the 2023 Texans anything that a D'Amico Ryan, a Lovie Smith-led team
did? Yes.
You did?
I did.
In the once they got to the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, I always looked at the previous year and see how they played against
So them. I get it. But Gerard Mayo was coaching that team last year.
Gerard Mayo is one of the great players in Patriots history.
Yeah, but what about coaches?
That doesn't matter.
It's the reason they got off him after year one.
Is he not a great Patriot? Or is he
Patriot? this room isn't a Drake May room. I'm not a giant fan of Drake May. I would just maybe not use what happened under Gerard Mayo as a predictor for the future.
I don't want to say this out loud. This will sound like I have no heart or empathy for my fellow human. But I'm hoping Christian Gonzalez does not get out of concussion protocol because he's really good. And if we're going to be out Nico Collins, then I need them to be out there cornerback one. Because if he's in and you have two long-limbed, like Carlton Davis and Christian Gonzalez match up really well with the type of receivers the Texans have. They actually are great physical matchups. I mean, Christian Gonzalez is one of the more gifted athletes I've ever seen at cornerback. But if you have those big long corners taking on Xavier Hutchinson and Jaden Higgins, like that's not a great matchup for the Texans on the outside. This could be another low scoring game when I look at how these players match up against each other. Marcus Jones at nickel playing against Christian Kirk. He's got some juice. Like, you know, Milton Williams up front with Christian Barmore, Harold Landry, Kalavon Chasen. This is the fronts have advantages over the O-lines and both sides.
Do you need to get
sides.
A dog?
I'm not scared.
Do you need to get a dog?
I don't need a dog. And Travion, like I'm usually not the scared one.
No, John's
usually
like you need a dog.
John's usually afraid of the –
I can't be more confident in this game.
Afraid of the A's and the Steelers. Well, and you're all usually afraid of the Titans.
No. I can't be more confident
about
this game.
I'm not afraid.
This game and Indiana. Two games this week.
Indiana's going to be a blowout. But I can't tell – I'm trying to figure out where the Texans, without Nico Collins, I'm trying to figure out where the, I don't think we're going to run the football. By we, I mean me and my offensive line. I don't think we're going to open up the holes.
Well, I think Woody has just established himself as one of the great backs in the league.
He was a hammerhead the other day.
Was he
not? He looked great.
And
I mean, it'd be great.
Now all of a sudden we can't run the ball? Is that what you're saying?
Well.
That's what we do.
We had one really good game.
Okay.
That was the last one.
And now? How is it
before
trending?
That, it was like 3.2 a carry.
I mean, just scared, Lance.
I'm not scared. I'm not scared. No, I like the Texans.
Yeah, I mean.
I like the Texans.
Do you need to go to the SPCA?
I don't need to get a dog.
And get yourself a Cane Corso?
I don't need to get
to be brave.
A Cane Corso. I don't need any of that stuff.
I mean.
I'm just trying to find. I'm sifting through the roster trying to find the advantages.
By the way,
that's
speaking
all.
Of dogs, the Corsi, what is it called?
A Cane Corso?
No, the Corsi, the little dog. What is it? They're,
I don't know.
Corgis.
Corgi.
Okay. Yeah.
The Corgi predicted the Texans.
To beat the Pats?
Oh, no, that was last week.
Oh, the Steelers.
The Steelers beat the Steelers.
Okay, we'll see what he has
for. We'll see what he got for
is
us
Is that
week.
The dog that Lance needs?
That's
if he picks winners.
Because he's like scared of that shadow.
If a Corgis pick winners, yeah. No, I'm not scared of this team. I'm trying to figure out where the offense is going to come from. It looks like. Another low-scoring game.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
No, not with CJ. CJ's opening it up this week. Boom, boom, boom. Down the field, boom.
To who?
Christian Kirk? Are you kidding me?
You kidding?
Jalen Higgins?
Jalen Noel?
Jalen Noel?
Do you know how good they are when Jalen Noel plays football?
Oh, Xavier Hutchinson? He don't get any love?
Hey, I actually put some respect on Xavier Hutchinson's name. Xavier Hutchinson has turned into a nice little possession receiver.
He has. He absolutely
good job. Was that Nick? Yeah, it was Nick.
Not making fun.
Good job, Nick. Good job.
Oh, Dalton Schultz. What? Not going to chip.
Cade Stover.
I'm not going to chip.
I'm open.
Cade Stover, quarterback sneak machine.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You got Dell.
No, I'm not afraid. I just don't know where all these explosives you're talking about are going to come from.
I don't know. I don't know there's going to be a lot of explosives.
I know where you can watch it, Taqueria Serrano's.
Yeah, you can. You can. I might go by there for lunch today. Our microwave here isn't. We're changing up our office space, and we don't have a plug for the microwave because it'll pull too much power, so I can't eat my factor meal. So I may have to, again, go. And I'm not going to the conservatory. I'm going to Taqueria Serrano's. That's what I'm going to do today. You know why? Because I can go I can be there by 10:15 and have lunch. Because I usually don't eat the breakfast. I usually eat the lunch by the time 10 o'clock is my lunch. And I can go there, because they're open for breakfast all the way through dinner, so I can go and get what I want to get at Taquerias Serrano. So I can get authentic Mexican favorites like huevos divorciados. If I want to go the breakfast route, I can get the chilaquiles. Is that how it's pronounced? Chilaquiles. Whatever. It's delicious. I love it. I go with the green sauce. And I like to have meat with it too. But you can get the authentic Mexican food at really, really fair prices. Big portions, and the prices are right on time. With food costs being the way they are, so many restaurants are just killing you with their prices, not Taqueria Sarandas. They are keeping you in the game. You can watch games, all your favorite games at a Taqueria Sarandas at the bar where they'll put the TVs on for you. Drink specials, drink prices, and specialty drinks, and then you have a specialty menu as well. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Anytime, stop in at a Taqueria Serrano's.
ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. We got just over an hour and 8 minutes to go here on this hump day edition of the show. Yeah, it's a hump day. That's right. That's right. I've never used that before.
You know, really. And you feel good about this?
No.
You know, I won't say this show is better than most, a lot of things. Like, in fact, I think we are, in some ways,
like the worst?
Ruining society, okay. What we do here. Okay. But yeah. I thought we were better than using hump day.
I know, I don't know why. Why is this in your head today? Because I was just thinking, I was nostalgic, that's all.
Of what?
Well, back in the day, there was a host that used to say hump day all every
Wednesday. On this air?
No, on 610.
Oh, okay. Did he just say hump day, or did he add some juice to it?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh,
and you want to emulate that.
Oh, man. Let's get Elliot in here. What do you say, Elliot?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy hump day to you. Happy hump day to you. On Monday. I just want to call in and thank the Texans for ending the longest case of football Stockholm syndrome I've ever seen in my life. The changes finally happened. A lot of moves that need to be made. Bad contracts.
Elliot is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, so he's talking about Mike Tomlin and the Steelers.
Yeah, I've been whining and complaining for many years, as all the Yenzers have been in the 412. So we're very, very happy and thankful for the Texans. So basically, I'm calling to thank that team and go Texans moving forward. We are diehard fans now for helping us get out of that dumpster fire.
That's terrible. I mean, the dude got you a Super Bowl. He never had a losing season. What is wrong?
They were done. They've been done with Tomlin for 3 or 4 years. Keep losing in the playoffs and you lose the fans.
Yep.
I mean, no playoff wins?
Zero.
For how many years? 10 years, was it? Or seven? No.
They're 0 for their last six,
I
think.
Six
or seven.
Whatever. Yeah, you lose the fans.
Yeah.
You lose the fans. History will speak kindly of Mike Tomlin.
So which?
He's a Hall of Famer.
Which candidate will be a Steelers coach for the next 20 years? That's what's going to happen. So, they're going to hire, make the right choice, and he'll be the coach for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's what
they do. Did you see they were in the middle of Steve, is it Bisciotti?
Bisciotti's presser.
His presser. Did you see it, Dell?
Yes.
John, he's in the middle of his presser, and they say, somebody asked a question, did you see where the Steelers just released Mike Tomlin? And also, you did a great job this year. Keep your head up, Steve.
No.
Did you see Mike Tomlin was just that's what they're saying. It just came out just now. Mike Tomlin was released. He goes, holy shit. He goes, wow, that's crazy. Man.
Wow, he just fired John Harbaugh. What are you talking about?
And then he goes, well, it's wild that those two of the most successful.
Well, how about the only coach left in that division is Zach Taylor, who was 6-11.
Wait, who did the Texans beat the week before? Didn't we end two people's jobs? Who was it? Was there another one?
Who did they beat? The Raiders?
No.
Yeah, the Raiders.
Well, they Pete Carroll. How many people did the Texans get fired? Pete Carroll.
Oh, actually, everybody got
John Harbaugh.
Pete Carroll fired.
No, the last straw was the Texans and the CJ's performance.
That straw was
how did we win with CJ playing like this? No, the Texans. Here's whose jobs the Texans ended this year: John Harbaugh.
I don't know if that's
Pete
true.
Carroll, Mike Tomlin,
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid
still employed.
We're for now.
Well,
okay, but I wouldn't feel good about it.
No, actually,
I wouldn't feel good about it.
Mike Sean.
But currently he's still employed.
What's his name from the Buffalo Bills?
He still has his job.
McDermott. For now.
They haven't
been super happy with him too.
Yeah, but he still currently has.
Okay, let's see what happens.
And
he got beat by the Texans too. He got beat by Davis Mills.
And you think the Texans will have ended it?
He got beat by Davis Mills.
Making a Super Bowl.
It was the last straw.
Steichen, you're lucky. Steichen and Ballard are lucky.
Yep.
The Texans tried to end everyone. They tried to end everyone. The Texans are coach killers. It's official.
I mean,
quarterback and coach killers.
I don't know. I feel like Harbaugh is done because he couldn't win.
I pray for Mike Vrabel's job right now. I'm praying for Vrabel.
I'm pretty sure he'll be fine.
Hey, for him to be a one and done like Gerard Mayo.
I think you're going to miss that one. You're going to miss out on that prediction.
Gone. Texans end him. Okay.
Gone.
Mike Vrabel, Texans end him.
What? Oh,
this week.
Also,
ended him in Tennessee. Yeah.
How?
Geno Smith.
Oh, because.
Oh, what about
her name? Drunk.
Arizona Cardinals too. Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Gannon gone.
Beat it
because of the Texans.
Yes.
Yeah. Not because of all the other losses.
No. No, the Texans. Texans beat the brains off of. They did give up more points than I liked.
I think he was done long before.
You can keep thinking this. All I know is cause and effect. How many who did the Texans beat, and are they still coaches of those teams?
So what about the other teams that beat them? They don't get to claim that they beat
them. I just noticed that one team that keeps coming up. Oh, look, Texans. Oh, look, Texans. Oh, look, Texans.
Well, but it's just what the Texans do.
Did we play the Dolphins? Please tell me we played the Dolphins this year.
No, you did not play the Dolphins.
God, would I like to chase Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, but we beat him last year.
So?
That will lead to his downfall.
But he kept his job.
Yeah, but it led to his downfall.
So every coach fired was beaten by the Texans this year.
Do you want me to go through the teams who have fired the coaches and see how many of those same teams lost to?
No, I want to see which coaches.
You don't want me to.
No, this is the one I want you to do. Which coaches were fired this year? Stefanski. Okay.
You didn't play.
We didn't do Stefanski.
No,
that's fine.
You didn't.
We didn't get Stefanski done up, but every other coach that got fired directly related to. Yeah, okay, not the Dolphins.
No.
But everyone else.
Who else got fired? They're like 7-0. Did you beat the Falcons? No.
Okay. Not the Falcons.
Oh, okay.
But
how many
other
now?
Than those three?
Other than those three,
you
okay.
can win prizes from here to here.
Like half of them, you didn't actually have any.
A majority of coaches were fired due to the Texans.
Okay. Yeah.
They get a majority of coaching changes are made because of the Texans. That's true.
No, Geno that's
Smith,
a fact.
Geno Smith will lose his job. Jacoby Brissett will not be the starting quarterback next year. Aaron Rodgers will not be the starting quarterback next year. Across the board.
Boom.
Who else did we... Well, whoever else we got fired.
Yeah. Oh.
I even forget sometimes. Oh, Harbaugh. Lamar Jackson may not make it through the season healthy.
Tyler Huntley won't be the starting quarterback.
No, Huntley won't be there.
Did the Texans beat the Giants this year?
Is Riley Leonard going to be the starting quarterback?
No.
Did the Texans beat the Giants this year?
No one knows.
No.
It's impossible to know that.
Not that impossible.
Yeah.
You can look at the schedule.
No, they didn't beat them.
Oh, so another team you had nothing to do with.
Well, I'm talking AFC teams.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, except
you didn't
for the
even
Cardinals.
Take credit for the Titans.
The Giants are like, we can't compete with the
Oh, yeah, and the Titans,
you
too?
You didn't even take credit for them.
Wow, there are a lot of coaches fired now. Yeah. It's starting to pile up.
Did Callahan get fired before he even played the Texans?
I think he did. Yeah.
Okay, so you can't even take credit for that one.
I think we. No. CJ, fourth quarter. Did you forget the iconic fourth quarter?
We played him third game. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
You said
fourth
no.
Game. Yeah, no. They chased him out. I mean,
fourth
it took
game,
a while.
Yeah.
No, actually, they got rid of him actually by the midpoint of the season.
The Texans beat him in the fourth game of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by then,
it was
that's,
over. By
and
then,
that's what Tennessee
that.
Was like. Do we have the right guy?
No, they kept them for a couple more games, right? And
but that's when it started. That's when the downhill run started for them.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I'm a little confused because you initially said they got everyone fired. Now it's half.
Well, a good majority.
Yep, right. Okay. And there's history, too. All right. 7-3.
Star coaches. Star coaches fired. Andy Reid will be fired next.
Nope. Yep.
Or he'll retire.
Callahan got fired because they lost to the Raiders.
That is embarrassing.
That was the last straw.
That is embarrassing. That's a lose relief town match.
Yeah.
Well, and the Ravens ended up being a lose relief town match. Ravens and Steelers. And then the Texans
both losers left
came
town.
Off the top rope and hit Mike Tomlin with a chair.
All right. Here's the deal. If somebody hits your house and breaks your window, I got a way for you to replace it. I'm telling you here and now, any glass need whatsoever, and it could be, I mean, it really could be customized. You know, the frosted glass and that really cool look that you need if you've got a conference room that you want the glass to be frosted so that people can't look in there and see what's going on. That's fine. That's cool. You got a railing on your house that you want it to be a glass railing. You'd do that. Any kind of shower door issue or shower or glass to glass for your shower, that's not a problem. It's what Blue Bonnet Glass does every single day. If you're a builder, if you're in construction, if you're a contractor, and you're having problems with your glass company, you won't have problems with ours. Blue Bonnet Glass prides itself in always having everything, no matter how big the job or how small the job, they will do it. They will have it ready for you when they say they're going to have it ready. Replacement windows, showers, custom glass and mirrors, solar screens, commercial glass, commercial storefront glazing, whatever it is. If it's glass, no job too small or too big. If you got a broken window at your house, that's fine. Or your business, that's fine. They'll come and they'll replace it. A 10% discount for first responders because they love the people. You're looking for the best way. Now in the Houston area. Been going for 75 years in Brenham in that area. Now they're in Houston. 832-508-0911 or Blue Bonnet Glass. BlueBonnetGlass.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.